When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station, who honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood. مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. With a supported leader from the family of Muhammad, may Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this part where the Zayr says, لقد عظم مصابي بك, indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense, we said that we should try to realize this immense incident that happened in the tragic Ard of Karbala. We should try to understand the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well as his lifestyle. That is when our weeping, our sorrow would be so praiseworthy that will be equal to tasbih and glorification. The root meaning of tasbih, dear listeners, depicts a kind of journey towards Allah. According to Isfahani in his Quran lexicon of Mufradat, its root meaning is al-marru as-sari' fi ibadatillah, passing swiftly in the worship of Allah. So this is the true meaning of tasbih. When you glorify the Almighty Allah, it means you are passing very fast in the worship of the Almighty Allah. Also, it is defined in At-Tahqiq of Allama Mustafavi that it says, movement in the path of truth without any deviation is called tasbih. So these definitions, dear listeners, convey the meaning of a spiritual journey. And the only path of truth that we are certain of is the straight path. It is Siratul Mustaqim, which takes us to Allah and His proximity.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. you will see it completely exemplified. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, as we concluded, brothers and sisters, true sorrow for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is equaled to tasbih and glorification. And it is said that no loftier system of spiritual wayfaring is known better than this. Do we know any kind of path for wayfaring and spiritual stations more evident than those that appear in Ziyaratul Ashura? That is why Ziyaratul Ashura is the Shi'i's prescription of a spiritual ascension. There is no need for 100 grounds, 1,000 way stations, and 200 spiritual dwellings. Inasmuch as a human being gets close and united with the calamity of Sayyidu Shuhada, and inasmuch as the spirit of the human being is affected by that calamity, it is the time that love, it is the time that attachment to this world and its positions will fade away. They will subside. This affliction of Imam Hussein alayhi salam burns away everything. That is why Nafasul Mahmum, as the tradition says, Al Mughtammu li dhulmina tasbih. The breath of the one who is grief-stricken for us is glorification. That is why the breath of this one who is sorrowful due to our oppression is tasbih. The work of tasbih is purification, and it is the beginning phase of acquiring divine forgiveness. So we should really reflect on these words. Sorrow over Imam Hussein alayhi salam burns off the taints of the love of the world that we live in. If the effect of our sorrow and lamentation in the mourning gatherings is contrary to that, we should try to reassess the same. Our duty would be to struggle and strive to realize the state of true sorrow by reading authentic words, by trying to understand the true words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt, as well as the lifestyle and reality of Imam Hussein. And of course, one of the easiest ways to reach this is through the loyal companions of Imam Hussein. It is such kind of sorrow and lamentation that our esteemed scholars have always encouraged. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساعة ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين